The scripture reading is Ezekiel chapter 47, verses 1 through 5. Ezekiel chapter 47, verses 1 through 5. Then he brought me back to the door of the house, and behold, water was flowing from under the threshold of the house toward the east, for the house faced east, and the water was flowing down from under, from the right side of the house, from south of the altar. He brought me out by way of the north gate and led me around on the outside to the outer gate by way of the gate that faces east. And behold, the water was trickling from the south side. When the man went out toward the east with a line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he led me through the water reaching the ankles. Again, he measured 1,000 and led me through the water reaching the knees. Again, he measured 1,000 and led me through the water reaching the loins. Again, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not ford, for the water had risen enough water to swimming, a river that could not be forded. Amen. Senior pastor will deliver the message.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 9,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, children of Sunday school, and GCN and Mammon TV viewing audiences, this is the third session on God Measures Our Faith. For a soul to receive salvation is a big and special event both on this earth and in heaven. In Luke 15:7, Jesus said, "I tell you that in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance." When a soul repents and receives salvation, God, the Lord, and all people in heaven rejoice greatly. Because a soul who is more precious than the whole world is revived, God rejoices as if, or more than, when he lost the whole world and then got it back. For the soul who received salvation, it is a life-turning event by which his destiny changed from hell to the heavenly kingdom. If we think about salvation deeply, we can feel the truly great grace that we have received. We can realize how thankful it is that the Lord took the cross for us. And is there anyone who considers the grace of salvation so lightly that you think you deserve to receive salvation? Or is there anyone among you who doesn't like going the narrow way, not to mention being thankful? Our Lord and the Holy Spirit pray before God repeatedly to give us the opportunity to gain enough faith to receive salvation. But those who actually need to pray for their salvation are the ones who lead the spiritual life of ease in their faith. Before we learn about the sins leading to death, let us first consider the cases of those who are outside the boundary of salvation. Let me repeat. Before we learn about the sins leading to death, let us first consider the cases of those who are outside the boundary of salvation. Through this message, I urge you to check whether you are within the boundaries of salvation. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will all safely dwell within the boundaries of salvation. Brothers and sisters, in the last session, I talked about the messenger of the Lord measuring 1,000 cubits before Ezekiel was guided through the water. This symbolizes that God measures each one's faith very accurately. Without any bias, God measures our faith with the only measure, water, which is the Word of God. And he does not consider just the outward appearances when he applies this measure. He considers the length of being a believer, our duties, titles, and the depth of our heart to give us the overall grade. Namely, before he judges our level of faith, he considers all the aspects of each person in detail. For this reason, nobody can say God's judgment is wrong or give excuses. This is a clear fact. We know from the Bible that the angels, the seven spirits of God, and the four living creatures are watching every deed of all people. In searching our deeds, God searches not just our words and actions, but also depth of our hearts through His Spirit. The reason why He pays so much attention to accurate measurement is not to see our blemishes, discount our faith, or to punish us. It is rather to give us more chances, and furthermore, to give us more rewards. That is why He makes such accurate measurement. From the messenger of the Lord measuring 1,000 cubits, we can see the broad and righteous heart of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, when God concludes the accurate measurement and determines that one has achieved the first level of faith, this person is then qualified to receive salvation. In the reading passage, the water reaching the ankle refers to the first level of faith. The first level of faith is the faith to receive salvation or the faith to receive the Holy Spirit. Only when we have the faith to receive salvation, we can also receive the Holy Spirit. And only when we have received the Holy Spirit, we can be said that we have received salvation. You are running your race of faith with the goal of at least the fourth level of faith, the faith of Spirit. So, you might consider the first level of faith as just a little faith. But in reality today, there are so many people who do not even have this first level of faith. This is not my personal opinion. Anybody can see this fact if you consider the trend of this world today. It's just that many people are trying to deny that which is the reality. Now, what kinds of people are the ones who do not have faith to receive salvation, standing outside the boundary of salvation? I will talk to you about this in four categories. I hope you will not belong to any of these categories. First, it is the worldly people who do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, even after hearing the gospel. Acts 4:12 says, "And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved. As said, no one but Jesus Christ can save the mankind." John 3:18 says, "He who believes in Him is not judged. He who does not believe has been judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Namely, those who do not believe in the Lord have already been judged and condemned to hell. But it's not true to say those who cannot be saved can be found only outside churches. There are such people in the church too. What I'm going to explain from now are about those people who go to church. Those who do not attend church, they have nothing to do with salvation. Before the gospel came in, before they hear the gospel, they may have a chance of a conscience judgment. But because gospel has already come in, they have already heard the gospel. And if they still don't accept the Lord, they're not subject to the conscience salvation. They are already outside salvation. The second case of those who are out of the boundary of salvation is those who go to church but are forced to attend, or who attend church for some personal benefit. Some people are coerced to attend church, or they are encouraged by their family members so much that they reluctantly, they just come to church without any faith, without gaining any faith. Or some people, they come to church to seek their some personal benefit. Most of these people do not try to believe in the living God. When I was doing some meeting, conducting some meetings in the United States, I heard many times that these Korean people in the United States, after immigrating into another country, they come to church to socialize because they kind of have a homesick and they want to meet their own people, so they just go to church to socialize. So outside the churches are places to socialize so they can have fellowship. So even without faith, they can just come to church because just only because they are same Koreans, they just come to the church to socialize with other Koreans in many cases. Even though truth is preached in the church, they just doubt. And these people, they don't even try to believe in the living God. Even though truth is preached in the church, they just doubt. They pass judgment and say it is wrong only because it does not agree with worldly thought and theory. Last Friday, there was something very important. It was the lights of aurora. In the Genesis lectures, I explained about God being existing as light, like that is like aurora, and God was light with the voice chiming from within, and God came to have the form of human beings for human cultivation, and so God surrounded me with these aurora-like lights, and some of you are seeing these seeing these aurora-like lights from here on the altar. When we were singing let's go up the praise, then when we were singing Arirang praise, then some people saw these aurora-like lights. And I hope you will also see it today, as more and more people see, even more people will be able to see. So because the lights are so strong, so you should be able to see in most cases, even without the spiritual eyes opened. And someday you will be able to see. Right now you can see only with spiritual eyes, but if you are longing for it so much, you can also see them. And in our church, I always show you, and not just the words, but whatever I say, I always showed you this kind of evidence so that you can really believe. But still, those who doubt, they still doubt, and those who don't believe, they don't believe. In this way, no matter how long they attend church, they cannot receive the Holy Spirit nor have spiritual faith. Instead, they form synagogues of Satan that cause dissensions in the church and disturb the kingdom of God. Some people think of the church as a place for social life or a place to get some peace of mind. They are not interested in spiritual messages on salvation, heaven and hell, or holiness. They are interested only in friendships, their businesses, or worldly fame. Some people go to church only to receive blessings on this earth. They consider Christianity as one of many religions and the Christian life as a simple religious activity. Their goal of attending church is not in heaven, but the earthly life. So, how can these people have faith to receive salvation even though they go to church? Some people go to church to earn money. Because there are many people in the church, if they register and if they are known among many people, they will have some benefit in their businesses. And if they don't get anything, they just leave. Also, some other people, they try to deceive these church members. So these church members will invest their money. So since the opening of the church, there have always been this kind of people. So that's why I always. So if that person leaves, another person comes, and it goes on and on. So if you are not deceived at all, such people will not appear. But because you are deceived, there are always constantly people like this. I always tell you not to have any money exchange among the members. And there are always some people who are deceived. You know, they give you this kind of bait, like as if they're fishing. As though they were fishing. Oh, if you know, this is something good, and I'll give you a 50% interest. I'll give you 30% interest. This is how they deceive you. You know, the bank interest rate, now it's only about 4% nowadays. And they give you 30%, 50%. That's why they are deceived, because of their greed. I tell you not to have money exchange, and because of your greed, you are cheated and deceived in disobedience. So some people even sell their houses because they put up as a deposit to get a loan. And some people, they lose all their severance money. And for that reason, some people come to church to do such kind of thing. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the third case of being out of the boundary of salvation is when they don't have faith to receive salvation, or when they lose it because they don't know the truth. These people have the willingness to receive salvation, and they also believe in heaven and hell. It's just that they don't know the truth properly. So they don't know exactly what faith is and how they can receive salvation. They just vaguely think they will be saved if they attend church. There are many people who believe that they can be saved once they have accepted the Lord and received the Holy Spirit. This is an example of those who do not know the truth correctly. So even after accepting the Lord and having become children of God, they still commit sins following their old way of life. Once we accept the Lord, that is the beginning of a Christian life. They have to listen. We have to listen to the Word of God, and this is the beginning of our Christian life. And what does the Word of God say? It tells us about what salvation is, what sin is, that we have to cast off sins. There are so many kinds of sins that we have to cast away. We have to avoid all forms of evil. We have to cast off envy, jealousy, enmity. So in obedience to the Word of God, we have to cast away these sins. That is a real Christian life. And so we cast away sins and evil from our heart, and we become holy. That is to recover the lost image of God. So in our Christian life, when we do this, our faith, the measure of our faith will increase. So we'll go into from the first level, we go into the second and third and fourth and fifth level of faith. So our Christian life is, after listening to the Word of God, after realizing that all these sins are sins, it is to cast off all these sins. That is Christian life. It is to adorn ourselves as brides of the Lord. Christian life is to recover the lost image of God. And this is the way. This is the thing that the citizens of heavenly kingdom have to do. And it is, we have to be holy as the Father is holy. And Father is perfect, so we are to be perfect. And we have to be holy because God is holy. This is Christian life. And if you go the opposite way, even after listening to the Word of God, if you still commit sins, this is going the opposite way, going backwards. God is telling you to go to the east, but you are going to the west. You are going towards hell. And today, there are so many souls who do that because the world is so full of sins. There's so many people who are doing this. And we must never live like that. We must never lead a Christian life like that. It's not that they commit sins a couple of times because of their weak faith when they were new believers. They commit sins just like worldly people for many years or even for decades, although they attend church. They don't try to cast off sins. They don't even have the concept that they have to cast off sins. They seriously lack the effort to live by the Word of God. For example, keeping the Lord's Day holy and giving tithes are duties of God's children. As I will explain later, they are directly related to salvation. God tells us to keep the Sabbath holy. If you violate the Lord's Day, if they violated Sabbath, they were to be stoned. It means no salvation. Also, give proper tithes. Then God will open the gate of heaven and He'll bless you to make your storeroom overflow. And God is even telling us to test Him on that. But they don't do that. They don't give tithes. What does that mean? It means they are robbing God, the Almighty, the Lord of all creatures, Lord of all heavens and earth. It is to rob God. And if you rob, would you go rob the White House from the president? Who would do that? Sometimes you see newspaper articles. There were some robbers who burglarized some prosecutor's house. And it is for them it is such a brave thing. But those who do not give tithes, they are robbing God, the Almighty. Oh, you don't give tithes and you are not saved? It is true, yes. It is so. Because you are not saved because you don't believe. We are saved by faith. And God is telling us to give us blessings and you don't believe it. So where is faith? God tells us that He will bless us if we give tithes. And you don't do that. It means you don't believe the Bible. That is why you don't receive salvation. If you believe, you will never rob God. And with that faith, you are saved. God will protect us from diseases, disasters, and He will rather bless us. And you don't believe that. You don't believe the Word of God. That is why I'm saying that it is directly related to salvation. So many people give their testimony when they keep their Lord's Day holy and give their tithes. So many people receive blessings. Nevertheless, some believers do it only when they are able, but when they feel it is difficult or inconvenient, they don't. It is because they do not realize that it is directly related to salvation whether they do it or not. Also, many people just lead a life in Christ without knowing that the dwelling places and rewards will be different according to each one's measure of faith. They just think everyone will go into the same heaven without regard to whether they lead a passionate life in faith or not. Even though they might know it, there are few who truly believe this and practice it in their Christian lives. So they place one foot in the church and the other foot in the world to lead a casual Christian life. So how this is so against the Word of God. God says, if you love the world, the love of God is not in you. God is God of love. He gave us His one and only Son, and they forsake the love of God and they don't have the love of God in them. It means they don't have faith. But God is the God of justice who lets us reap what we have sown and pays us back for what we have done. So how can this just God grant salvation to everybody without regard to whether or not they live by the Word of God? Also, will He give the same dwelling place and reward to someone who led an ardent Christian life and to one who just barely gained salvation? Then why would God tell us to be faithful until death in the book of Revelation? In Matthew 16:27, Jesus said, "For the Son of Man is going to come in the glory of His Father with His angels, and will then repay every man according to his deeds." When the Lord comes to take us, along with the escort of the heavenly host and angels, with the sound of trumpets, He'll come in a glorious manner. When He came to this earth 2,000 years ago to save us from our sins, He was born in a manger. And very different from that time, He will come in glory again. And at that time, in that moment, He will repay every man according to his deeds. Revelation 22:12 says, "To render to every man according to what he has done." He will give us back according to what we have done. God will lead each person into one of five dwelling places in either paradise, the first, second, or third kingdoms of heaven, or New Jerusalem according to their measure of faith. He gives them rewards according to their faithfulness. So according to faithfulness, He gives us rewards, and according to how holy we have become, we'll get into different dwelling places in heaven. Many biblical passages tell us these things, but not many believers take hold of better dwelling place and more rewards in heaven by force. It's because, as the Bible says, it is difficult to meet with a guide who teaches them the truth correctly, and it is even more difficult to understand and believe the truth by themselves. Also, even though they are taught with the truth, it is difficult to believe it with the heart, without spiritual experiences. So that is why I give you evidences so you can believe the invisible spiritual realm. That's what our Father God is doing. So you have to have these spiritual experiences so you can believe in the invisible spiritual realm. And only when you have that kind of faith, you can make impossible possible and the possible things even better with faith. Because faith, you cannot see faith with eyes. Especially spiritual faith is not visible. You know, fleshly faith, you can just think in your head. But spiritual faith is not visible. It has to be given by God from above. So only when you see this and experience these spiritual things can you gain and increase your spiritual faith. Namely, so without spiritual experiences, they cannot really feel heaven and hell in their hearts. If the leader distorts the truth and teaches something that is not true, it can have devastating consequences. So the leaders, if they commit sins, this is the outcome. If the leaders commit sins, and suppose they teach the word of the truth, it's useless. Because there is no work of God, there is no work of the Lord or the Holy Spirit, because He is teaching falsehood. He is teaching without practicing it, so He becomes a hypocrite, as in the Bible. So that there is no work of the Holy Spirit, and the enemy devil doesn't just stay quiet. He will disturb him. Oh, you teach without practicing it, you teach without believing it, you teach committing sins leading to death, so that worship service, that message, that sermon will not have any effect on the listener. And you can't do anything about it because the angels cannot do anything about it. And God cannot protect these people from the works of Satan and the devil because they don't practice the word of God. Not too long ago, a church in the United States allowed for ordaining of homosexual pastors. And Christianity is distorted today like this. You have to be awakened. You have to hold on to the word of truth, not sway left or right. The representatives of the churches who are supposed to lead the churches to the right way passed an agenda that is directly against the word of God. So they can ordain a homosexual as a pastor. The Bible clearly tells us a homosexual, there's no salvation for them. In the Old Testament, it is very clear, even in the New Testament. Homosexuals and the works of the flesh are evident, and homosexuals, there's no salvation. They cannot inherit the kingdom of God. And all this, even fornication and these adulteries, there's no salvation for them. And if you are homosexual and the church allows ordaining of a homosexual pastor, what can that whole church be? And the end, at the end of time, when the world is so full of sins, even the churches will corrupt. So even in Korea, some churches, they have fellowship with idolaters. They bless them. They worship together. They have interaction. They have fellowship. And the unbelievers, they like it. Because it seems that they are uniting together, following peace. But it is to stand against God. And the believers, they think, oh, it's okay. Then they will befriend the idols. So you can't even eat what was sacrificed to idols. But they, you read from the newspaper articles that these Christians, pastors, they go to a Buddhist temples and they also come to the church and they bless each other. And they put the celebration lighting lamps to celebrate the birth of Buddha in front of the churches. How ridiculous this is. And the worldly people, of course, they say it is good. Oh, the Christianity, they are following peace now in the society. Oh, they have to do that. And this way they are stained, corrupted. Why did the kings of Israel, why did they corrupt? When the idols came into Israel, when they compromised with idols, the kings corrupted and the people corrupted. And they were departed, they were distanced from God. And we must never do that, but because it's the end of time. This is something that we have to be conscious about so much. But our country is also being corrupted so quickly. The Christians in Korea, they're corrupted so quickly. So when there is a work of God, they condemn these churches as heretical or something. As Jesus said in Matthew 15:14, it is an example of a blind man guiding a blind man. Today, there are many Christians who remain in the first level of faith because they do not understand the truth in a life in faith. They don't advance into the second level of faith where they try to practice the Word of God. They don't cast off sins, nor are they truly faithful to God. They may lead a life of faith, but they have more interest in this earthly life than in the heavenly kingdom. So, even though many of them are saved, they will just receive shameful salvation. And if they receive even this shameful salvation, it is a fortunate case, but the problem is they don't even receive this shameful salvation. But that is if they are lucky enough to keep their faith until the Lord comes back. If they just stay at the same place in faith, it is likely that they will lose that little bit of faith. By some tests or trials, they will soon stumble and depart from salvation. It would be good if our salvation were guaranteed once we accept the Lord. The Bible, however, tells believers to work out our salvation. Philippians 2:12 says, "So then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling." It's not just to say, I believe. You have in obedience. You have to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Also, Bible tells us and warns us that our name can be erased from the book of life. Even though your names are written in the book of life, as in the Revelation, you can see your names can be blotted out from the book of life, unless you wash your robes, which means unless you circumcise your heart, your names can be blotted out from the book of life. First Thessalonians 5:19 warns us, saying, "Do not quench the Spirit." He tells us not to quench the Spirit because the Spirit can be quenched. The Holy Spirit can be quenched even after receiving it. The fourth case of being outside of the boundaries of salvation is when a person commits sins and departs from salvation, knowing the truth. They are Christians. They are believers. But they are out of the boundaries of salvation. If God calls their spirit now, they cannot be saved. So the fourth case is they have faith and they know the truth, but they depart from salvation. This case is different from that of a person not being able to live by the word of God because they do not know the truth. They know the boundaries of salvation and they also have had spiritual experiences. Some people lead a passionate Christian life with fervor after they accept the Lord. They try to live by the word they hear. They fast and pray to cast off sins and work faithfully for God's kingdom. They may even become pastors, leaders, workers, and those who teach others. But then they commit a grave sin at one point in time, and as a result they lose the fervor. Or they take the world back in little by little, and their zeal cools down. And as their zeal cools down, their faith also cools down. If they stay like that without repenting, they can be stained by sins once again, and finally lose the faith to receive salvation. In other words, the Holy Spirit will be quenched. It is in situations like this that those who have been advancing from the first level to the second level and third level of faith can also fall away from salvation. So you have to check your faith properly. First, second, and third levels of faith, and fourth and fifth levels of faith are totally different. The heavenly kingdom, paradise first and second kingdom of heaven, and third kingdom of heaven and New Jerusalem, between these two, they're totally different. So the first, second, and third, and fourth and fifth levels of faith, they are totally different. So if you believe, you can never commit sins. The Bible tells us. And the Holy Spirit cannot be quenched. You cannot go back to the world. But why do they say they have faith? They are in the first, second, or third level of faith. But why? How can it be possible that they commit sins and they can be the Holy Spirit can be quenched and they can go to death again? Because they have faith, but their faith is not perfect faith, complete faith. As in the book of Hebrews, we have to cultivate true heart and perfect faith, sincere heart and perfect faith. If we cultivate truly sincere heart, we will have perfect faith. And this faith is the real faith. And this kind of faith, these signs will follow those who have this kind of faith, as in the Gospel of Mark. These signs will follow. And there are many people who have this kind of perfect faith, and that is why many of you are followed by these signs. All these signs will follow, as in the Bible. If they lay hands on the sick, they will be, the demons will leave. And they will not be harmed by any poison. So they don't get any disease. They don't get sick. They don't face any disasters because God protects them. So that is perfect faith, because they have sincere heart. They have perfect faith. Namely, when they go into spirit, the fourth level of faith, they have sincere heart without any evil and only with goodness. So then they have perfect faith. And this faith never changes. Spirit, there is no changing of mind in spirit. So this faith is the true and perfect faith, sincere heart. So this faith cannot be changed. If you believe, faith cannot be changed. Just think about it. Think about this case. You love your mother who gave birth to you. For example, you departed, you were separated because of some reason. You were separated from your mother when you were 10. And you meet her again after 10 years. The mother came back after 10 years. Now you're 20. And the mother came back. And do you recognize your mother or not? Because you were separated when you were 10. You can, of course, you can recognize her. And after 10 years, would you say, oh, I don't believe she is my mother. I can't believe she is my mother. I need some proof. Would anybody say that? If you are separated when you're 10, obviously you will recognize, should I raise the age? Suppose you are separated when you're 15 and you meet your mother again after 10 years. And only because it's been 10 years, you will not say, oh, I need some proof. We have to get DNA checked or something. Would you say that? Just by seeing the face, you know, and you believe. Maybe she got a little older. But you just believe it. You just believe it, and your faith doesn't change at all. This is white, isn't it? Oh, this is black. If somebody says, would you believe him? You don't believe it. It's white. But after 10 years, if somebody asks you whether it's white or black, you still say it's white because you believe it. This faith doesn't change because it's clearly white. Even after 10 years, it doesn't change it to, it doesn't turn black. And likewise, true faith, perfect faith, doesn't change at all. But those in the first, second, or third level of faith, they don't have perfect faith, so they may change. They may commit sins. They may go back to death. And so they may quench the spirit too. So that is why you have to work out salvation with fear and trembling, because you are in the first, second, or third level of faith. If you go into fourth level of faith, there is nothing like that. Because you have perfect faith, sincere heart. So there's no doubt or anything like that. So you are not deceived, tempted by Satan. You are not tempted by to sin, and you don't commit any sins anymore. That is why I'm always asking you to come into spirit quickly. And only those who are in the spirit can be trustworthy. So it is in situation like this that those who have been advancing from the first level to the second and third level of faith can also fall away from salvation. You have to understand it properly. Oh, student pastor last time said the faith can never be changed. And how can faith change? So I gave you the distinction between first, second, and third level of faith and fourth and fifth level of faith. So this fourth and fifth level of faith, it is the perfect faith, and those who have this kind of faith, perfect faith will be followed by the signs. It's because as long as they don't cast a flesh from their heart, they can take back in the world of flesh and commit sins anytime. Therefore, you have to keep your heart until you stand on the rock of faith, namely the faith on which you will not be swayed. Or even further, still until you go into spirit. So just if you stand on the rock of faith, you can say you're stable. But then you can be said trustworthy and you're at a stable stage. You should not give any room for Satan. Then how is it that these people who are outside of the boundaries of salvation cannot receive salvation. That is, what kinds of sins did they commit? Those in the first, second, and third level of faith, they commit these sins. But from the fourth level, they can never commit sins because they don't have evil in their heart. They don't have any untruth in their heart. I will explain about them from the next session. What kinds of sins do they commit and they fall away from salvation? These sins are about those who believe in God but do not lead a proper life in faith, as in today's third and fourth categories, rather than that of the unbelievers. I hope you will keep it in mind to work out your salvation completely and also to guide many souls who will come in the future. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in the Miracle Saints, we listened to the testimony of Angelica together. In that short testimony, we heard many times our Lord was shedding His tears. He was full of sorrow for the many souls who are going the way of hell, who do not receive salvation and fall into hell. Salvation is a gift that is given by grace without a price. But the reality of this age is that so many souls do not receive salvation because the enemy, devil, and Satan, they don't just leave them alone because they know that their time is almost up. So like in the testimony of Angelica, the devil is in a hurry because they know the time is almost up. They want to drag even one more soul to hell. So today, this is the reality. You know, it is so different from the 80s. After the opening of the church, if they committed any works of the flesh leading to death, I couldn't even imagine such a thing in this church. There was nobody in the church who was doing such a thing. The students, there were many young adults, young people, college students, and there was nobody who was committing such sins. Unimaginable at that time. Men and women holding hands together, kissing at that time. And in such a short time, people are stained with sins. Added on top of suffering the pains of the cross for us, the Lord is interceding for us without eating anything in heaven. He will not stop His prayers until He comes back to this earth again to take us. As 1 Timothy 2:4 says, God desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. He earnestly wants all the souls on this earth to receive salvation. So we have to know this truth properly. We have to have clear and proper knowledge of the truth, what salvation is. What is the boundary of salvation? What kinds of sins are sins leading to death? And what kinds of sins can be forgiven? You have to know all these things so you can be cautious and you can be on alert and you will not even think about committing sins leading to death. Among those who are listening to this message, do any of you belong to one of these four categories I mentioned? Do any of you belong to any of these? Before December 20, I think since December 25th last year, I think there is none of, except there's none of you, except just a few. And there must be none among you of this kind. If so, I hope you will repent and come into the boundary of salvation today, right at this moment. Depend on the love of the Lord. Live as children of God should be living. 2 Corinthians 6:2 says, For He says, At the acceptable time I listened to you, and on the day of salvation I helped you. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. To those souls who listen and hear the word today and turn away from sin, today will be the day of salvation. I pray in the name of the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ, that you will be all filled with the joy of salvation. Let us pray together, thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for your love and grace. Let this message become faith and life. Father, I explained about the cases out staying outside the boundaries of salvation. Those who do not accept the gospel, or those who attend church, but they attend being coerced, or they seek their own benefit in the church. They do not gain faith to receive salvation, or they lose their faith because they don't know the truth properly. And they know the truth, and they have faith, but they commit sins again, and they go away from salvation. Let us understand them properly, so we can check ourselves, and we can also teach others. There should be no blind man leading another blind man. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I pray for the sick. Lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities, and receive the prayer for your heart's desires. Hallelujah, Father God, lay your hands on them. From head to toe, all internals and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Give them spiritual and physical health. Show your works transcending space and time. All branch churches and local sanctuaries, and those who attend the service on the internet all over the world, GCN viewers, Mamin TV viewers, and all pastors, missionaries, and more than 9,000 members all around the world. 9,000 branch church members around the world. Bless them. Pastor Mito Masaki of Japan will have a handkerchief crusade at Matsumoto Mamin Church on May 25th. Pastor Tokikuni Miyako will have a handkerchief crusade at Nagoya Mamin Church on May 28th. Pastor Changmi Lee will have a handkerchief crusade in Maizuru Mamin Church on December 28th. Fan Jan, let him adapt to his life in Japan, and let him be guided by the Holy Spirit. Kang Jarik of Mongolia, be healed of liver, stomach, kidney problem, and heart disease. Aril Disuren, heart disease go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit, be cleansed. Purup, let him quit the smoking and drinking and gambling. Nasalma, forgive her iniquities and sins of the past. No Min Erden, give her spiritual faith and let her study well. Of a neighboring country, Jang Mamin Church, give them spiritual love and let there be fruit of revival. In Jun Ying, heart disease, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Go Chang Jing, after effects of cerebral hemorrhage, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Dan Wei, let her husband be recovered from after effects of the cornea surgery. Cheng Wei Jie, headache, go away, let him recover. Memory, Zhang Hong Li, be healed of diabetes and herniated disc. Liu Yang, epilepsy, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Li Biwen, gastritis, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Wang Xuhan, be healed of heart disease, high blood pressure, arthritis. Li Guiyong, be healed of mouth inflammation. Gai Yaje, be healed of heart disease, women's disease, insomnia. Mei Aji, be healed of diabetes, let her recover. Eyesight, Yu Xin Do. And Li Yung Chang, be healed of diabetes. Dai Jie Chun Chan, let her son, let her daughter receive wisdom and understanding to excel in her studies. Lu Haju, liver cirrhosis, and the stone, the calculus, and high blood pressure, hernia disc, and she has a lot of diseases. Be father, have mercy on her. Let her husband be healed of liver cirrhosis, high blood pressure, insomnia, and pains. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Hong Jun, let him quit the gambling. Xiong Jia Qi, Xiong Jia Rin, Wang Chou, be healed of internet game addiction. Yu Jin, Zhou Ming, let the her business go well. and let them pass all the tests and receive blessings to you, Hong Wen. Let him become a full-time employee and bless his children, Li Ming Wei, Liu Wu Yang Dong Jian Qing. Let them get a good job, and Chun Su shall let his house be built by the great. Let the construction go well, and Gao Wan Chung, and let him sell his house at a good price. Jiang Fan, give them financial blessing, and let his family be able to visit Korea. Zhu Wei, Liu Fang, Hu Wen Cheng, Huang Meng, Zhang Wei Ting, Liu Wu Xin, Suan Ting, Im Gu Kua, give them wisdom to study well, and let him get into the schools that you want. Xiong Fan, Li Zhen, Yu Hui Zhen, Huang Jin Xiu, Chen Wei Xiu, Zhang Li Qin, Zhang Xin Zhe, Zhou Wu Xin, Meng Qing Zhu Xiu, Xiang Dong, Ra Zhong Fing, Li Su Feng, Du Chou Fan, Huang Yao Tu, Wang Su Ying, Hu Jin Ying, Wang Zhong Ying, Tan Su Ying, Bao Wai Dong, Liu Min Tang, let them cultivate spirit, give them spiritual blessings, forgive them of their past sins, power of darkness go away. Father God, thank you. Give health and blessings to the church members. Let them hear well, let them see well. All the entrails and internal organs be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light come. All skin diseases go away. High blood pressure, low blood pressure, diabetes go away. Be cleansed. Light come. Cancers, third stage, last stage, metastasized cancers go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed. Light come. Father, thank you. Protect them throughout this week. Give them peace. Protect all the church vehicles, church members' vehicles, and let them make no mistakes while driving. Father, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.